Joined here by head coach Bill Putoff over at Pattonsburg. As we're shifting gears, we're going to talk some boys basketball. Take a look at this Gilman City matchup tonight. North Harrison will be at the Pattonsburg Domes to take on the Panthers on Friday. Coach, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Not too bad. Princeton's had a couple of games this year where they just kind of, you know, I think they got Gilman, they put 90 on the board. They got you guys up at their place, they put 87 on the board. That's a team that if the ball's going in the hoop for Princeton, it could be a long night playing the Tigers this year, and you had one of those on Friday.
Yeah, they did. We came out and tried something different on defense, and Boxley made us pay for it, and a couple other guys, and they did very well.
Were there things that, obviously, giving up 87 makes for a long night, were there things offensively that you took as positives from the performance, Coach?
Well, we were down to 7 kids total. Had some sickness going through and was missing a starter. That's nothing taken away from what Princeton did to us. I mean, we were down by 10.5. Thought we was playing pretty good. And then all of a sudden in the third quarter, it kind of floated away at about 20-some, and then the fourth quarter, we was trying to work on some offense with some younger kids, and Talon was still in the game and got away from us and threw down 5 dunks on us, so that kind of inflated the score a little bit.
So it wasn't as long a night as you might think. Did you know the
oh,
fact
it
that,
was
yeah,
it was still a long night. it was still a long night. They did a lot of great things, but I mean it was. There were just some things that just happened, and we learned from it, and we'll go on.
Yeah, most people, every once in a while, you're going to take an L. You just don't want it to. You don't want one loss to turn to two at the end of the day.
Exactly, and we've talked about that, and we're still fighting some sickness, but that's that time of year too. Hopefully, we can get this over with and be healthy the rest of the year.
Sounds like, you know, Princeton got away from you, and the score got lopsided in the second half. Did fatigue, with kind of having a shorthanded bunch, Coach, did fatigue kick in the third quarter?
No. We've got some young guys, and even from last year, still some young guys trying to find their roles and stuff. And when, you know, 2 out of the 3 seniors are on the court, and the other one was sick, it just, there's just not enough firepower to go up with Princeton with all the weapons they have.
And the thing with Princeton, we talked about this last week too, if you go into Princeton and say we have to stop Holt, you know, Clay Evans will get you for 30. They have other guys, and you mentioned Boxley, other guys that can hurt you if you're just worried about Talon.
Oh yeah, they had several other guys come through. I don't have my book in front of me, but they shoot extremely well on their court, and they were fired up and rolling, and they did a very good job.
How did the boys look at Tri-County a week ago, Coach?
It looked okay. A little flat early, and then kind of pulled away and made some shots. And we shot 35% from the two-point land and 44% from the three-point land. So we did pretty good outside.
I have talked to, and I've been here over 20 years, but I've talked to some people that have, you know, watched high school basketball in North Missouri their whole life, and more than one has told me their favorite gym because it just kind of, you know, it just echoes small school basketball as Gilman City on a big game night. Hopefully the atmosphere in there is pretty good tonight, because I know with Pattonsburg coming in, it ought to be a really good ball game between your team and the Hawks at 7:30.
Oh yeah, it'll be good atmosphere. You know, we co-op in football, and we've done some softball, so everybody, our kids like each other really well, and they get along, and it'll be entertaining up and down the court. It'll be a lot of fun to watch.
Especially coming off a loss tonight, Coach, how much importance are you putting on tonight's game just to bounce back from that Princeton L?
We need to take care of some things. We need to work on running our offenses and defense, definitely. Giving up 87 points isn't good enough. We got to do some things better there, and we've been working on them, and hopefully it'll transpire to the game tonight.
What impresses you about Gilman City? What are the things that you see from the Hawks that you need to slow down tonight?
They're athletic, very much so. The Landon Preston kids, very athletic, can do a lot dribbling, driving, shooting. They've got a Griffith kid that's athletic, takes the ball to the basket, can shoot well. They've got another couple kids. I've got numbers. I'm terrible with names. They can shoot outside if you leave them alone. And they're just pretty athletic. And we always bring out the best in Gilman because they just, you know, we see them on Friday nights and all during the week for football, and they get excited. And it'll be a tough game.
North Harrison will be at Pattonsburg Friday. Pattonsburg, short little trip, one of the shortest trips of the season. They head over to Gilman City tonight, 6 o'clock girls, 7:30 boys. Coach Putoff, thanks for the time as always. Good luck tonight over at Gilman.
All right. Hey, thank you very much, Tom.